Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you for just for tuning in and being a part of our broadcast. We're excited because we know God is able to do amazing and wonderful things for you. He's able to change things, move things, do whatever needs to be done to get you where you need to be, because God is a God that loves and cares for his children. This week, we've been talking about stirring up the gift within you. I'm going to read you the same scripture for this week that we started. And this is our scripture theme for the week, stirring up the gift. And the scripture for the week is, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. This is in 2 Timothy 1:6. Stir up the gift that's within you. We're talking about this because we need to see the gift changing things in our life. It's not hard sometimes to get that stirred up. You just have to think about the victories that God has done. Think about the things that God has changed. A lot of times I'm in challenges where I'm trying to figure out exactly how I'm supposed to get this done. And sometimes it's not the most motivational thing to do some of the things I got to do, like whatever I got to do sometimes. But you got to get that gift stirred up. At times people call me and want me to pray for them. I have to get that gift stirred up. And I tell you, when that gift stirs up, it's amazing. You know, when I come home from doing a healing service and I'm in my house, I'm usually just in my office resting and putting things up in my office at home, my home office. I'm just relaxing, putting things up, getting things out of my bag, and I sit down, eat a snack or something, or just rest. I open up my emails and I look at people that may have sent a prayer request during that day or during that week, and I open up those emails. And the emails, if you're wondering to send us one, you can go to our website and there's a contact form for prayer and send us a prayer request. I generally answer those things pretty quick if I'm available. Right now, I'm available. But I pray and I send a prayer to them. And I believe that during that time, because it just came from a healing service, the gift was stirred up within me, and that anointing goes through that email. We've had many testimonies of people being healed, many testimonies of people being delivered. But recently, because I haven't been out there, I'm preaching in healing services because of this whole lockdown thing that we have across the world, I've been getting text and Facebook stuff and social media messengers, all that stuff coming in, and I have to stir up the gift. I mean, I just can't say, here you go. No, I have to put faith behind whatever I send, whether it's electronically, whether it's a voice message, whether it's an audio recording, or whether I write something or whatever, or if I speak it out. I have to put faith behind it. And to put faith behind it, I have to stir up the gift. And when you stir up the gift, it's amazing what God does. It's amazing how God changes things. It's amazing what God does for you. We finished our last show. We're talking about my niece, Isabel, and how we need to meet her at a level. We talked about meeting her at a level where her level was in faith, where her level was at. Well, that's where we met her. Today, I want to talk to you about stirring up the gift and having to do some things you really might not want to do. The only way I can explain it is if we look at Naaman. Remember the story of Naaman. Amazing, amazing story of Naaman. He had leprosy, of course, but he led an army. He led an army into battle. Very knowledgeable man, very, very strong man, very, very authoritative man. Well, he was disappointed. And you can find the story of Naaman in 2 Kings. And you can find it in chapter 5, and it's basically chapter 5 through verse 14. And he was sick, And the young person that was working there, one of the servants there, told him of a man that could pray. Told him of a person that could reach God. Told him of a person that miracles happen. That should be describing you. That should be describing me. That should be describing every one of us that walk in the walk of faith. We need to be that man. We need to be that person. We need to be that woman, that one that knows God, and that miracles happen, and that they've seen great things happen when they speak, when they moved in action, when they stirred up that gift within them. Well, Naaman went and expected the prophet Elijah to come out and just bless him and anoint him and heal him. But instead, he sent his servant. He sent Gehazi, and he went over there to pray for to tell him what to do. And when he came with all this tribute, this entire flock of soldiers, and that's just this very authoritative man, got the assistant. And when he got the assistant, his pride was hurt. His pride was hurt that he got angry. Now let me tell you this. Anger will never bring anything from God. It will never bring any blessing that God has when you get angry. When you get upset and angry and you fold your hands and you get mad, it is difficult. It is difficult for faith to operate. It is difficult for the love of God to pour in, because faith is part of God's love. It is difficult to see great things happen because you're offended, because it hurts your feelings, because you don't understand why this happened to you. It may have not worked out how you wanted it. It may have not even worked out how you desired it, but you were upset. And you were determined that this miracle was going to happen this way. I believe, Naaman believed that Elijah was going to walk out and part the skies and thus your healing and great miracle in front of everybody. But no. The prophet gave him something simple. Just go dip yourself in the water 7 times. I believe it was 7 times. Anyway, he said, and he got so mad. And his servant told him, "Why are you so angry?" "Because the man of God didn't even come out to talk to me. And I came all this way to see him. And nothing happened for me." What did the young person tell him? What did his servant say? He said, "But if he gave you a simple thing, you would have done it." And Naaman was so angry that he had to go dip himself in these dirty waters of Jordan. And he's like, so he went and did it. He humbled himself. A lot of times miracles happen when we humble ourselves, when we don't think we're all that, and we know that God is awesome. God is the one. Now, God's not requiring you to go dip yourself in any of the dirtiest lakes and rivers around you. He's not requiring that. He's just requiring you to believe. But if you get angry, it's hard to receive what God has. So what did Naaman do? Before we go to break, Naaman went, dipped himself in the water, and he came up. He was no longer a leper anymore. Because God is amazing. Amen? God is amazing. We'll be right back in just a minute. We'll be right back with another segment of Ignite Your Day. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but 3 healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other 2 books. These are my first 2 books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all 4 products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hey amigos, you're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and we're excited. We're talking about stirring up the faith. We talked a little bit about Naaman and what God did with him when he decided not to be angry. Don't ever be angry when you're not getting blessed. Many times I've had healing services where people came up and they're like, why am I not getting healed? I think I remember in Katy, Texas, there's this lady there every single time that I go have a healing service there. And she's dressed in these wonderful, beautiful outfits. And she comes up and she always tells me, why? Why can't God help me? Why can't I get healed? I read my Bible. I study it. I pray to him. I ask him all the time, heal me, Lord. But why? Now, she doesn't sound angry in her tone. She never sounds angry that things aren't happening. She just sounds frustrated. Do you know frustration is a form of getting angry? Do you know what frustration can do? Frustration can make you question things. Frustration can make you give up. Frustration can make you say, this is no more. I don't know if I can believe in this. Frustration, anger, will keep you from what God has for you. It'll keep you from what God is doing for you. Frustration is a part that of doubt. Because if you have faith, it's not going to frustrate you. If you have faith, it's not going to make you feel like nothing's happening. If you have faith, it's going to grow in great ways for you in faith. Now I know that each of us have to walk this differently, but for Naaman, he decided to not be angry and to allow God to heal him. I remember when I was traveling through Kenya, I was asked to pray for the group of people. It wasn't a big crowd. These are early beginnings of our ministry. And I tell you this, I will pray to one, I'll pray for 10, I'll pray for 100, I'll pray for 1,000 the same way. Now you may have a little bit more energy when you see 1,000 people, that excitement and the atmosphere is a bit different, I have to admit that. But you need to be able to stir up your gift to be able to do whatever the Lord requires you to do, whether it's 1, 10, 100, or 1,000, or 10,000, or 1,000,000. Whatever God tells you to do, you believe, you trust, and allow God to do it. You allow God to move in great ways for you. So when I was in Kenya, I was traveling, and we're praying for some people in the church service, and there was this lady. She had a scarf. And as I was talking to her and praying, in Kenya, it was a little different in the small church. I would just go walk slowly, line by line. It'll be like I'll start here, then I walk over here, then I walk over here, and that's just pretty much how I do it. And each time I was going, I was like, you're healed. And I just praying. That's just what was God was doing at the time. That's how God did it. That's how we worked it. But when I was praying, this lady had a scarf, and she pulls off this scarf just around her neck. She pulls the whole thing off. And as she pulls the whole thing off, she goes, I need a healing. And she pointed to her neck. And in her neck was the largest gourd. I thought she swallowed a watermelon. It was so huge in her neck. I looked at that thing, and of course, I'm in the mission fields. You see some crazy things. I carry the hand sanitizer lotions with me, the wipes with me, and I'm constantly cleaning my hands. And I looked at that, and I reached back for my bag. This is God's anointing oil. That's what I tell them in the mission field. I said, this is God's anointing oil. So I went over there, and I put my, I looked at her, and I said, Lord, remember I said you got to stir up the gift? You have to stir that gift up. I said, Lord, I don't know. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know if I can touch this. To me, it looked gross. It did. It looked gross. I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of things on the mission field in the church services that I go pray for people, and it looks gross. Don't tell anyone. But it does. I'm like, oh, I don't want to touch this. I don't want to touch this at all. But then, you know what? You have to. You have to do what God tells you to do. God spoke to me real quickly and real softly. He said, you're going to touch it. I put my head down. I said, Lord, okay. I'll touch it. And I put my hand out there, put it on there real gently. And as I put my hand softly on her neck, I didn't put the whole hand. I only put the finger. So I put the finger on it softly. As I put the finger on it, it moved. I put another finger on, it moved again. I put a third finger on there, and it was going further. By then, my gift was stirred up. I was excited now. I put all my hand on that. And as I put my hand on her neck, both hands, one on this side, one on the other, the goiter had disappeared. Only God can do an amazing miracle like that. Only God can do that. There's nothing that I do special. There's nothing that I do other than anyone else but believe. But I know the importance about stirring up my gift. I know the importance that the gift lives within me. I know the importance that God is with me, that the gift abides in me, that there's something special that happens when God's gift's on me. I tell you what, it's amazing to see how God does things. It's amazing to see God move. It's amazing to see how God does that stuff. And I thought, you know, I've been doing healing services for many, many years now. I can handle it. I can handle crazy stuff. But you know what? When I was in San Diego, I was finished praying for everybody, and I walked up to a friend that brought a good friend of mine. They brought them, they drove them, they live in San Diego, and they came out there to the service. This is our first services in San Diego. We're having them in Los Angeles, and several people from San Diego was coming to Los Angeles for our services. So I said, well, why don't I just pick a night and go to San Diego? And we have services in San Diego. So I did. And I tell you what happened. Something amazing happened is I went there, and the guy pulls up his shirt, and he says, well, I don't need anything, but maybe you can pray for this. And he picked out up his shirt, and he had this growth outside his body. I think it was like a hernia, he said. It just his skin was stretched to the max, and it looked, ugh. I did not want to touch that. I did not want to touch that. Oh, but let me tell you, when God says you have to do what you have to do, I looked at it, I said, Lord, I ain't touching that. And the minute I said that, I just stretched my hands a little towards his stomach. And as I was stretching my hands towards his stomach, I tell you what happened. I felt a rain hitting my stomach. And this rain was hitting my stomach. And as this rain was hitting and hitting and hitting my stomach, it was a cool, brisk rain, just like stinging my stomach. And I knew at that second that God was doing a miracle. I knew at that second that God was working a miracle that I reached forward to his stomach, not hesitating at all, and put my hands on his body that was sticking out. And that stomach shrunk and shrunk and shrunk to his belly. And he looked and said, well, I guess I don't need to go to the doctor anymore. God had healed him right there. And God was touching my body, and God healed me of something that I was having some issues with as well. It's just God. It's just God. God is amazing. God is wonderful. God knows how to move in great and wondrous ways, and he'll do it for you. Hey, we'll be right back with another great segment. And don't miss this week as we're continuing teaching on stirring up the faith. But our next segment is the Igniter of Faith session, and you are going to be blessed. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Welcome to the Igniter of Faith session. I believe God's going to move and change things in your life. Today, I'm going to talk to you about igniting your faith with the miracles and with the stories that we're going to share. Today, we're going to talk about the glory cloud that appears. Now, I've been noticing this glory cloud since about 2016. But when I was in South Africa, my good friend Tyree wanted to have a good picture with me. And every time they took the picture, as you can see, the cloud was hazing it. Seven times or so they took the picture. He kept complaining to my good friend Nicole, who handles my book tables, that, hey, you can't know how to take a picture. I told him, hold on, Tyree. Give him 20 minutes and come back and we'll take a picture. 20 minutes later, clear as day. Why? Because that cloud rests on me. It rests in the place, but it's also on me. The cloud falls on me as I'm preaching. It continues to hold on and around me as I preach the gospel. Just like here in Los Angeles, 2016, you can see the cloud coming in. You can see the cloud falling on the people. They don't even know what's happening, but God's glory is falling on them. God's glory is coming in. Even here, when the singer's singing, the cloud is coming in. The cloud. Now, this is Ed in the back. He handles all the sound. Good for me, Pastor Ed. He's the one that helps organize this. The cloud is all there. Now, at the end, I went to the back to help my wife at the book table. I took a picture just randomly, and I could see the cloud and the picture. And I took another picture, and the cloud was gone. It was clear as day. So God is in the cloud. God's glory is in the cloud. This is back in my building. Cloud. As I'm preaching at our healing services, we had a sanctuary in my office area, and we would have a service once a month. We'd have a healing service there, and some of my friends there, but mostly new people coming in. They come to the healing service, they go, we get a whole new crowd the next month. So it's amazing. But you can see the cloud coming in, the cloud falling in, and the cloud is just starting to rest on the people, starting to do what the cloud does, which is the anointing of God. Here's me in South Africa. As you can see, the cloud again comes in. I'm drinking some water and the cloud is coming in. I'm over there ministering and the cloud is coming in. Now, when I minister, that cloud gets even thicker. We have it when in Los Angeles, we had a picture, couldn't find it, but it showed it so thick as I was preaching, and then thicker when I was praying. This is in South Africa. The anointing is falling there. This is another picture of South Africa, the anointing fallen, same place. This is a church, an organization of Indian churches that came together to hold the service for me. Many, many were touched, but as you can see, God's glory, God's cloud is here. His anointing is with us always. And as I go over here, there's another picture, other people just being blessed, just God touching them. And this is my latest one here in Lima, Peru, when I was out there this past February. Amazing what God did. You can see the cloud starting to come. Here's a better picture of it. You see the cloud starting to rest. Now, this is me. I'm walking into the back. And over here in the back is actually up these stairs past this person here. Up the stairs in the back is where you go upstairs and you rest. Well, when I was walking there, just came into the place, the cloud was already there. The cloud was already coming into the place. And it's amazing to see what God does. It's amazing to see how this anointing. I tell you, that was my best healing service. A brain damaged girl received Jesus. She got up and received Jesus. Doctor told her she couldn't walk. She walked up to receive Jesus. A man holding a cell phone was talking to his sister in a hospital. Healed. In the hospital, she had cancer. Another lady, 51 years, blind, and one of her eyes healed right there in the service. Another woman with cancer came up and said she felt no more pain. She had paperwork of her cancer, showed it to us. Amazing, amazing, amazing healing service. Plus, 100 people came to Jesus that day. God's glory is in the cloud. His anointing is in the cloud. And here's the latest one here. That's here in the studio where you can see my lights and you can see the cloud. That was on the shows. That was on my 50th episodes, the 48, 49, and 50. This is what came in. The glory of God came in the service. The glory of God came into our service. This is after I did 50 shows this year. Boom. God's presence was in there. The reason I talk about the cloud, the reason I tell you about what this is because God wants you to know He's with you. He's with you. His cloud will follow you. His cloud is with you. His cloud will give you shade. It'll give you anointing. It'll give you strength. You rest in God and God rests on you. God bless you. Thank you for watching another Igniter of Faith session. I hope that encourages you that you know God is with you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.